I can feel. I can feel. Never bother about attachment, no. I'll be gone in the morning after dawn. After dawn.
Another of the performers we'll be listening to next week, the double funk of Lolomi Washburn, put out one album in 1977 called My Music Is Hot and Freaky Strangeness. On CKUT 90.3 FM, my name is Khalid, and this is Funky Revolutions. Our theme, Their Music Was Hot, Carnal Female Funk, from the 1970s. On Funky Revolutions, we'll be back after these brief messages.
The Ukrainian National Federation presents a benefit concert for Ukraine, featuring live performances by the Bar Brothers, so-called Dumai Dinai, and Mumorosi. All proceeds go to the Canada-Ukraine Foundation. Taking place Saturday, April 16th at the Ukraine National Federation, 405 Fairmount Avenue West. Doors at 6 p.m., music at 7:30. Tickets will be on sale at the door, and advance tickets can be purchased at thepointofsale.com/tickets/UKRAIDE. Tickets are $30 in advance and $40 at the door. Merch from St. Javelin will also be on sale at the event. Join us for this very special community event in support of Ukraine. Sponsored by Circa Distilleries and CKUT.
Hot. I just say it was raw.
This is it! Fuck y'all! This is it! Right here! This is it! Do you hear me, girls? And well, they can't do it for you, no nastier than this. Give them some. This is it. And the band, well, they can't run it to you, no hipper than this. Oh!
me, fellas, and we'll keep giving to you, no masculinity.
That's Betty Davis. Betty writes, produces, and directs, and hey, I guess you do a little bit in everything in terms of your music, huh?
Yeah.
Betty, how's come we haven't really had an opportunity to see you perform? Now, you've been recording for quite a while.
People, they only see the surface part of the music business, you see. They don't know what's going on, and it's not all glamour, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not all... starlights. I've known a lot of musicians, and I know a lot of pain.
I see. Mm. Well, but if you had to categorize your music in a word, well, could you? What would you say?
I'd just say it was raw.
Just mess up my mind. Do me in.
I am me and I'm different. My music is just another level of funk. Betty Davis. We pay tribute on Funky Revolutions to one of the hardest funkers to have brought funk to another level. She's at the heart of our theme, Their Music Was Hot, carnal female funk from the 1970s. She would put out three albums, Betty Davis in 1973, They Say I'm Different in 1974, and Nasty Gal in 1975. Two other albums seem to have been recorded in 1976, including Is It Love or Desire? We pay tribute to Betty Davis, who passed away on the 9th of February of this year at the age of 77, and recognize her place in defining carnal funk, the hard funk, and its performance. She would get a lot of pushback. Her records were refused to radio. She was even protested by church groups and, let's say, disrecommended by the NAACP, who considered her image to be too much like that of black exploitation films like Foxy Brown, and contributed to the objectification or over-sexualization of images of black women. Betty Davis essentially produced her own music, wrote her own music, and was uncompromising until she disappeared from the music scene in 1976. This short career is well documented in a beautifully ephemeral in some ways documentary called Betty, They Say I'm Different, released in 2017, from which I've taken a few excerpts, including that first part about her music being raw. As I said at the beginning of the program, I've thought a lot about this kind of theme, her place in performativity and agency for women, way before people like Madonna in the 80s and pop music today, and the pushback that she got, especially as music emerges that was never released, including Is This Love or Desire, put out by Light in an Attic, as they do a retrospective of her work. We heard from the 1975 album Nasty Gal to begin this series with This Is It by Betty Davis. And then one of the few interviews with her at the time explaining, well, the essence of her music, uncompromising rawness, what she would call also purity that she found in the blues music that her grandparents and family had been immersed in. And then from her first album, Betty Davis, in 1973, Game Is My Middle Name. Over the course of the rest of the program and next week, I want to really get you to listen to this hard, hard funk, this kind of proto-punk funk delivery, just a little bit of rock edge out of which she emerged in the communities that she was involved with in the late 60s, to expressing herself with the band that she would build called the Funk House. On the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions, this is our tribute to Betty Davis, and uncompromising self-expression and performance in the true funk. This is the title track to Nasty Gal from 1975.
I'm gonna run it down.
Tell
for
him anything you want.
Ride my broom, honey. I used to love thee. Ooh, I used to love to ride the range
sing
with your
bye-bye.
I ain't nothing but a hi-hi, nothing but a hi-hi. I should have said I was an evil witch. To love you.
Oh, oh, when it's scratching back, bye-bye, I used to love it. Oh, oh, when you did it, when you did it, oh, turn no, around. No. You know you lied, yes you did. I used to leave you hanging in the bed by your side. Say why he want this nasty gal back again.
So you can finish what you started.
And I will wow, give it to wow, you. You can wow, have it. Come wow, on, take it now.
Nasty Gal, from one of the rawest funkers, Betty Davis, from 1975. The title track, self-produced, self-written, from the leader of the Funk House. The band included actually members of her family, cousins from back home in North Carolina where she'd grew up before moving to Pittsburgh her early teen years, and then at around 16, 17, moving to New York City to study fashion design. Betty Mabry in this period before the Betty Davis brand at the turn of the decade had already started writing music at the age of 12. She would go on to record some singles in the mid-60s, write music for the Commodores as they began to build their career, and got the Chambers Brothers to record in 1967 on their album The Time Has Come, a song called Uptown to Harlem. She would go on to modeling and was very present in the 60s in this crazy cultural world, hanging out in places like The Cellar and being known as one of the cosmic ladies who hung out in this circle, including Jimi Hendrix. Music turned on. A determined artist, Betty Mabry would actually warn us with one of her first recordings, Get Ready for Betty in 1964.
Don't you call on no tramp? No, 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 no. I said, don't take too much.
No, don't take too much.
Oh, I'll make her happy.
Now, to make that girl happy.
She don't
from the 1974 album They Say I'm Different, her second self-produced songs essentially written by her, Don't Call Her No Tramp. That's 10 years after the song before that, Then Betty Mabry, Get Ready for Betty from 1964, one of her early recordings. There's this space in those 10 years, basically. In 1967, she meets Miles Davis. They're going to have a huge influence on each other. They get married in 1968, and their marriage, abusive one at that, lasts about a year. She will be a muse in more than one way. She is featured on the cover of Fille de Kilimanjaro, and there's a song named for her called Mademoiselle Mabry. She was also highly influential in the turn of Miles Davis to electric jazz. She would introduce him to Jimi Hendrix, to a plethora of musicians that she was gravitating around, including Carlos Santana. She would throw Miles Davis's suits out, and he would thus be transformed aesthetically into the groovy psychedelic gentleman of the 1970s. He would also incite her to record and continue recording, setting up and producing demonstration sessions for Columbia Records that are now available. And then Betty Davis headed out to the Bay Area in 1972 to record her first album, Betty Davis, where she would get Greg Errico, a drummer who had worked with Sly and the Family Stone, to produce the album. And she would have some of the great musicians from the Bay Area, including Larry Graham on bass, Santana guitarist Neil Sean as part of the rhythm section. On vocals, she had backup from Disco Sylvester and the emerging Pointer Sisters. She had Doug Rodriguez from the Voices of East Harlem on guitars, among others. It would give her the founding and foundations for the recording of the next albums that would be released, and those that have been dug up. On Funky Revolutions, we'll be back after these brief messages.
Soundwalk Symposium is a series of site-specific and virtual events taking place in April 2022, originating from electroacoustic studies at Concordia University and Geogeogi. This is an occasion for revitalization and attenuation to our physical surroundings, uniting walkers and listeners from all disciplines. Soundwalk artists and academics will engage in public events that foster a deeper understanding of soundwalks as a means to embodied examinations of the socio-cultural spaces that we inhabit. These activities will explore post-colonial perspectives and power dynamics that shape the perspectives of listening to our environment. The series will feature soundwalks led by local sound artists. All events are open to the public at large, and panels will be held as hybrid events set in relevant physical settings with online components. Four local soundwalks and accompanying discussion panels will occur on the first four Fridays of April, ending on International Earth Day, April 22nd. Visit www.soundwalksymposium.com for more information.
If you had to categorize your music in a word, well, could you? What would you say?
I just say it was raw.
In some sense, it's the performance and the female agency of the music that seems to have shocked some at the time. In fact, it's important to understand that when she began performing in 1972 around this music, this carnal funk, it was literally mind-blowing. She understood that, and perhaps it also explains, as I continue listening to her music, a disenchantment with the industry, with what she said were essentially men trying to tell her how to change what she did, and she refused. That drove her away. But it's also that recognition and that integrity that shines through and gives so much power to this music. Again, from 1974, They Say I'm Different, the title track.
Sugar cake, sweet to the core, that's right, I got a rhythm, my grave. that she spit it's nothing boogie dram on dram. Spit on. They say I'm different cause I eat chitlins. I can't help it, I was born and raised on them. That's right, or every morning have to slop the hogs and maybe getting off humping the Jolly Hooker. Moonshine, the Baby King and Jimmy Ray rock on that. And that's why they say I'm different. And that's why they say I'm strange. I'm talking about Big Mama Thornton.
Talk about it, talk about
it. I'm talking about Lightning Hopkins.
Love on me.
The title track to Is It Love or Desire from 1976, when it was recorded, not released until a few years ago in the retrospective series put out by Light and Attic. One of the things I also appreciate about Bette Davis, she said she liked the purity of the blues, the grittiness, the rawness of the music that she was doing. And it also comes out in some of her music, an understanding of where she's coming from and what funk is all about. This is Funk from 1975 on the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions.
real good. So get ready now, get ready, cause we're gonna walk.
Bar Hoppin' from the 76 previously unreleased album Is It Love or Desire from Bette Davis. And when you listen to her music, you would probably have the impression that bar hopping and drinking and drinking were all part of her lifestyle, but in fact may have been part of the persona. But the artist Bette Davis didn't drink, smoke, do drugs of really any kind. Bette Davis and her relationship to the music, and you can hear her own sense on where she's coming from in terms of making pure funk. We began the set from Nasty Gal in 75 with FUNK. Then her first album gave us Walking Up the Road and their Bar Hoppin'. My name was Khalid, and As usual, thematics keep on going, and I still have quite a bit of music to share around Bette Davis and her hard funk. Maybe also give us an extended set just to hear her genius. Incomparable. We'll come back to her next week as we continue also looking at some of the other women in this time period, early mid-70s, defining sexual funk and soul on our series. Their music was hot, carnal female funk from the 1970s. Let's cross the ocean now to end, and since we have to come back to Bette Davis, let's go to Ghana via London to 1978, an album called Disco Documentary, full of funk, from Nana Love. She, with her husband, who was a producer, wrote her own songs, released a couple of albums. This is the funkiest. Goes along with our theme. Reminding you as usual, free your mind and love will follow. This is I'm in Love from Nana Love. We'll be right back.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplified.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station. People's Station.